535K DACA recipients' futures uncertain after Donald Trump's election victory. By Amy Furr on December 1, 2024. DACA recipients are facing uncertainty regarding their future after President-elect Donald Trump won the presidential election and will soon be returning to the White House, the Associated Press, AP, reported Sunday. Trump tried to end the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, during his first term, the AP said. But now the roughly 535,000 current recipients are bracing yet again for a whirlwind of uncertainty and a challenge to DACA could make it illegal. DACA hasn't accepted new applicants since 2021, when a federal judge deemed it illegal and ordered that new applications not be processed, though current recipients could still renew their permits. The Biden administration appealed the ruling, and the case is currently pending, the article read. Watch, Joe Biden announces plan to expand Obamacare, Medicaid for DACA illegal aliens. Some DACA recipients had looked to Vice President Kamala Harris, D, to help them if she won the presidency, but Trump beat her in a landslide victory. Now many in the program are afraid of deportation and are working to renew their permits, according to the AP. In 2017, Breitbart News reported that among the problems former President Barack Obama handed Trump when he first took office included his Oval Office amnesty known as DACA, which was unpopular with the GOP base. The outlet continued. Moreover, Obama's decree is a standing insult to the nation's Republican vision of constitutional, divided, limited and elected government. Congress had rejected his amnesty plans, so Obama simply launched his huge amnesty. Almost 900,000 illegals were enrolled by March 31, 2017, via a presidential decree to his deputies. GOP candidate Trump promised in 2016 to tear up Obama's decree, but back pressure by his business-boosting aides and by the media have kept the painful problem stuck in his inbox. So Obama's DACA amnesty continues to expand. 10,000 new illegals got enrolled from January to March. And President Trump has not decided how he should clean up Obama's mess. In May, President Joe Biden, D, opened the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, to illegals enrolled in the DACA program, according to Breitbart News. Previously, Center for Immigration Studies researchers estimated that the cost of opening Obamacare and Medicaid rolls to illegal aliens would cost American taxpayers about $4,600 per illegal alien, the report said. In his 2012 State of the Union address, Obama vowed to Americans that illegal aliens would not be eligible for Obamacare, to which Representative Joe Wilson, RSC, shouted, "You lie." The article added, "The DACA program, which Obama created via an executive order, has allowed nearly 1 million illegals to avoid deportation from the United States," Breitbart News reported in June. Standards for DACA, championed by President Joe Biden, were set so low that tens of thousands of illegal aliens with prior arrest records for crimes including murder, rape, kidnapping, and sex abuse were able to secure a deferred deportation status and work permits to stay in the United States, the outlet said.